on your radio, online, and on the ABC Listen app. This is ABC Newcastle.
Do you ever wonder if people see you the same way you see you? Do people get who you are? Each Monday, we speak to a Hunter local to share the story of how they see themselves and what's important to their own sense of identity. I really want to
know. Who are you? Well, today, meet Kate Munro, the end-of-life care coordinator with Hunter New England Health. She sat down with ABC Newcastle's Nat Little in Fletcher Park, top of town, to answer that question. Who are you?
I'm a Northern Irish Australian woman. I have lived in Australia for much longer than I did in the north of Ireland, but I'm a proud Celtic woman, I guess, but also a proud Australian.
How did growing up shape the way that you see yourself?
I grew up in the north of Ireland on a dairy farm. My mother was a nurse, although in those days when you married as a nurse, you had to stop working. So she came to live on the farm, which I think was a shock to her system. But I grew up in a very socially justiced world. My father was part of a farming community, and so when it was harvest time or whatever, everyone just pulled together. My mum was an extraordinarily compassionate, caring human being who taught us that it didn't matter who you were or what you were a human being who always needed to be respected.
Was there a clear direction that your parents and your family saw your life heading?
Funnily enough, when I was born, I have two older brothers, and when I was born, the local GP who delivered me rang my father and said, well, Wallace, you've got a little girl, you've either got a new nurse or a new housekeeper. And so I became a nurse, so housekeeping was never going to be. So I think it was kind of predestined that I would be a nurse. And so I went along with that, really. And I'm very grateful that that's where my life ended up.
Nursing is a profession, but how much of your identity is being a nurse?
I meet people who don't know what I do and they say, oh, are you a nurse? And I go, How do you know that? I don't know. Apparently nurses have a look or something. I don't know. I think one of the greatest gifts that nursing gave me was actually a curiosity, which tapped into my, I think, curiosity as a child born anyway. But you also learned how to be observant. And I think that's one of those strange things that nurses probably don't even really talk about a great deal is we will look at someone and go, ooh, something's not right. We just have that innate ability to be observant.
When we think of Northern Ireland, we think of the division that existed there. Did growing up in that environment, did that contribute to the way that you see yourself?
I've done a bit of reflection on this in the sense of I grew up in a farming community, so there was no division of Catholics or Protestants or whatever else. And then I went to Belfast as a almost 17-year-old to the Royal Belfast Hospital for Sick Children to do nursing, and the hospital was on the Falls Road. And so that was like bandit territory and, you know, a scary place at one level. But I guess, you know, we were young and stupid and you know, it didn't make any difference to us. And also we worked with Catholics and we worked with Protestants, so it didn't really make any difference. But I think it's when you leave that country, because that's your norm. It's all you know. But Irish people have this innate ability to just think life's short. You know, you got to find the fun in life and, you know, not take it too seriously. And then I came to Australia and people kind of wanted to ask you, what were you? Were you a Protestant? Were you a Catholic? Or, you know, and not realizing there was a division in this little tiny little dot on earth called Ireland, that, you know, one little top of it was a part of the United Kingdom, and people not understanding that you weren't Irish. And I'm always very clear, and it's one of the things that my darling eldest brother gave me, was a deep understanding of I'm a Northern Irish woman. Doesn't mean I'm Catholic or Protestant. It means I'm a Northern Irish woman, and therefore I feel very attached to my Celtic part of me, even though I'm very proud to be an Australian and have an Australian passport and travel on an Australian passport. But I think growing up in the north and working in the Troubles in Belfast, life's short. You never know what's around the corner. you know, don't take things too seriously, I guess, is what I learned.
That's Kate Munro speaking to ABC Newcastle's Nat Little, and you can hear Who Are You? This time each Monday, and again with Craig Hamilton on Saturday Breakfast as well. So if you want to share your story with us, we would love to hear from you. Give us a text and we'll start the ball rolling.
We are genuinely nosy. So don't hesitate.
We
Who
are the
are
first
you?
To
us.
Admit that. And if you want to answer those questions that Nat just asked Kate, then you are the perfect candidate to let us know all about your life.
Text us and 0487 99 1233. We'll get the ball rolling.